You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
For those of you that are just tuning in, welcome to Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, where we praise, honor, and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with the Word of God and the soulful witness of Christ. The Bible tells us that he hung his head and died on a cross, was buried in a grave, and rose up on the third day to save sinners. You know, people just like you and me. Hallelujah and praise the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today, I have some of the world's best black gospel music and the Word of God by evangelist June McKinnon from Trinidad. She's a former member of Grace Place Church of God in Christ, where Pastor Michael Richardson is the lead pastor. She's going to speak to us today on loving thy neighbor as you love yourself. And she'll be up in about 20 minutes with a word from the Lord. Let's continue with some of the best gospel music in the nation. And here's one of your favorite artists, Kurt Carr, If I Tell God All About My Problems.
To all of my friends in Africa and all around the world, I want you to say this. If I tell God about my problem, hey, he'll work it out for me. Hey, West Angeles, say that. If I tell God about my problem, hey, he'll work it out for me. And if you believe it, clap your hands.
Oh! grateful?
Yeah.
Put those hands together. Let's go.
I don't know where I would be.
You're listening to some of the world's best gospel music on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. Today's program is sponsored by the Rib Rack Barbecue in Lancaster, where they serve the best barbecue in the Antelope Valley. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, and you can call 661-726-0700 for takeout or pickup, or you can dine at the Rib Rack Barbecue located in Lancaster at 49311 15th Street West. That's 49311 15th Street West.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. The scripture for today is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
He said, you know my name.
As soon as he did that, I was like, I love it!
I love it!
You know my name. He said it again, he said, you know my name. You know my name. He said, and oh, how you walk with me.
Woo!
And oh, how you talk with me. I hear you say, oh, how you tell me. And oh, how you tell me that I. Say it real loud together. You know my name. You know my name. Yeah. Say you know my name. And you call me friend. Say you know my name. Above and not beneath. Yeah, no. Say you know my name. Walking with you, and oh, how you talk with me.
Oh, how you talk with me.
Oh, how you tell me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own.
That I am your own.
Say that one more time. Oh, how you walk with me. And oh,
next 30 seconds and somebody just say something to him. Come on, raise up your voices and tell him how awesome he is. God, you're faithful. You're the lover of my soul, the keeper of my life. God, I adore you. God, we honor you tonight. Somebody just worship him. You're faithful, God. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're my life. You're my keeper. God, my strength. God, my father. God, you're my help. God, you're my comfort. God, you're my joy and my deliverance. Worship the Father tonight.
Because it covers me, this is my testimony, y'all. Hey! So don't fire and burn me.
every voice, let's raise this real big. Say, oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you walk with me. Oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. Oh, thank you for communion. And oh, how you tell me I am.
Well, my brothers and sisters, I truly hope you have enjoyed the music here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. I'm here every week with some of the best gospel music in the nation, music to praise, honor, and to glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is now time for a word from the Lord. The Bible says that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he left us some gifts so that we could become unified in the Spirit, unified in the faith. He left us apostles and pastors and preachers and evangelists and teachers to help us understand the Word, to help us understand the mystery of the gospel, to help us understand what Jesus has for us, the blessings. Ooh, hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters, each and every week, I'm going to try to bring you one of those pastors, teachers, preachers, ministers, or evangelists to help us understand the Word of God. And today, we've got evangelist June McKinnon from Trinidad with a word from the Lord. She's going to talk to us today about walking on the other side. And she'll be up right after these brief messages.
At Valley Auto Center, most cars are under $9,999. All types of used cars, and it's easy to buy a car at Valley Auto Center. Your credit is guaranteed, and every car on the lot is at a price you can afford. With prices under $9,999 and easy financing, you can get the car you want at a price that fits your budget. Every car comes with a Carfax and a dealer's 30-day warranty. Bad credit? Valley Auto Center makes it easy for you to buy a used car with guaranteed credit and affordable prices. So don't even think about it. visit Valley Auto Center at K and Sierra Highway in Lancaster or shop online at avapprovedcredit.com. That's avapprovedcredit.com. Call to make an appointment. Call 661-951-1100. That's 661-951-1100.
The Los Angeles Training Institute for Alcohol and Drug Counseling is now enrolling students to prepare to become alcohol and drug counselors. Within 11 to 12 months, you can prepare to become a certified alcohol and drug counselor. Certified alcohol and drug counselors are needed at government agencies, hospitals, schools, churches, outpatient and drug treatment facilities, and more. Get your certificate and help people stay sober for life. If continuing education units are all you need, the Los Angeles Training Institute for Alcohol and Drug Counseling offers 10-week CEU workshops for certified drug and alcohol counselors. Classes are starting up soon in Palmdale, Los Angeles, and Newport Beach. Get started on your career today. Learn more about our programs by attending our information sessions. Go to www.training4aod.org or call 661-947-9094 for more information. That's training4aod.org or call 661-947-9094.
The Rib Rack Barbecue is back with the best barbecue in the Antelope Valley. Delicious Chicago-style barbecue ribs by the rack. Family meals, two and three meat combos. Lunch meals with chicken, hot links, pork, or beef ribs. You can even get your choice of baked beans, fries, potato salad, or spicy slaw on the side. Visit the Rib Rack Barbecue to enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner, or go to www.ribrackbarbecue.com to download the menu and order for takeout or delivery. Just call 661-726-0700. That's 661-726-0700. The Rib Rack Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 7, and Fridays and Saturdays, 11 to 8 p.m. For catering, call 661-726-0700. Located in Lancaster at 43911 15th Street West. That's 43911 15th Street West in Lancaster. The Rib Rack Barbecue.
You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the high desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Well, my brothers and sisters, it is now time for a word from the Lord. And today we've got evangelist June McKinnon with a word from the Lord entitled Walking on the Other Side.
Good morning. This is evangelist June McKinnon. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O loving and gracious Father, we thank you for another day. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the way the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I ask that you bless your people everywhere in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank God. Amen. This morning, I will be bringing the word from the Gospel of Luke. And I'm going to be referring to a very well-known Bible story on which many sermons were preached, and it has been used for examples of many lessons. This parable was told by Jesus. Jesus taught his disciples, and he also responded to questions from many using the parables. A parable, as you may know, is a story that teaches a spiritual or a moral lesson. Jesus's parables illustrated powerful principles and lessons that apply not only to his time or the time of the early church, but they are still applicable for us today. It's on one of these stories I like to review with us today, taken from the Gospel of Luke, Luke 10. I'll be referring to verses 25 to 37. It is the parable of the Good Samaritan. Reading from the New International Version, it states, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asks, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus introduced this parable. Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And when he was attacked by robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too the Levite, when he came to the place and saw him pass by the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine. He put the man on his donkey, his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. And I'll stop there for the moment. Because we need to look at this parable again through the eyes of how we should live today. The title of my message this morning is Walking on the Other Side. This parable is rich with lessons applicable to us today. Jesus told his story in response to the lawyer's question about eternal life. It was a question he asked, not because he really was seeking an answer, but his purpose was to test Jesus. Isn't that what we do sometimes? So he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus responded with a question that pertained to the lawyer's area of expertise. Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law?" So the lawyer went and have to think a bit. The ball was back into his court. He had to handle Jesus' question. Jesus said, "How do you read it? What do you think?" The lawyer's response was correct. He quoted the law. He stated the law when he answered and said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." It was a correct answer. And Jesus said, "That's correct." And he agreed with him. And he said, "Go ahead, do this and you would live." In other words, you will have eternal life if you live according to that law. And you would think at this point, this lawyer would leave Jesus' presence with a joyful heart, skipping and jumping, knowing that he can have eternal life. He had the right answer. He had the correct answer. No, but he didn't. Because his intention was to test Jesus. He was trying to trap Jesus in the law. But you don't do that, because Jesus came to fulfill the law. He's asking the one who came to fulfill the law to examine his questions. No. The first lesson we should learn from this encounter is, don't try to test Jesus. He is the fulfiller of the law. So, not justified, this lawyer continued his testing with the question, "And who is my neighbor? And who is my neighbor?" At that point in the encounter, we see Jesus moved so beautifully into this teaching moment for this lawyer. And it is a teaching moment for us all who tend to walk like the lawyers, who tend to approach encounters with others like the priests and the Levite did. We walk on the other side. My question to you, my brothers and sisters, today, are we willing to cross over and get involved? Because that's not what the priest did. He was too busy to help. He was too religious to help. I thought maybe he thought his priestly garments might get a little soiled. The man of God walked on the other side. He preferred to walk away and not help. Then came the Levite, the one who worked in the temple. Yes, today they might be our deacons or our elders and our missionaries within our church. Yes, that Levite That church worker. He did not stop. Just like the priest, he pretended he did not see, and he walked on the other side. There was this man injured, a man hurting and bleeding on one side, and the people of God walking on the other side. What a scene. What a sad scene. Not willing, God's people, not willing to show mercy, not willing to care, not willing to help. But Jesus introduced another man, a Samaritan, a man from a different race, a man despised by others in his community. Yes, this man, who was described by some others as dogs, as a mixed breed, do not belong. This man did not walk on the other side. But he came, he crossed over, and he took pity on the injured man. This Samaritan crossed over and took action. He loved his neighbor. He was doing the law. This is a good Samaritan. You see, he just did not bandage him up. He made sure that there was some aftercare that he took care of. He showed mercy. After telling the parable, Jesus asked the lawyer, "Which one of these do you think was a neighbor to the injured man?" The ball was back in the lawyer's court. He then had to admit that it was the Samaritan. He described him as the one who had mercy. It was the one who crossed over, the one who did not walk on the other side. Jesus then told the lawyer, "Go and do likewise." Brothers and sisters, this morning, we too in our walk must be determined to get involved, to cross over, to be committed to show love, neighborly love. James said in James 2:8, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing right. We need to do right. And the Apostle Paul stated in Galatians 5:14, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. As we examine this well-known parable, let's look closely at the way we are responding to our neighbors. There are many hurting. There are many injured. There are many who are in need of merciful response from us. Many in our communities, in our churches,
and yes, even in our families. We must get involved. Brothers and sisters, it's the height of summer. It's 100+ degrees in many areas. See what's going on with our seniors. Reach out to the young people who are hurting. Reach out to those that need a meal, that need some clothing. Do the commandment. When you do it, you do what's right. We need to cross over and not walk on the other side. Let us be determined to love our neighbor. Amen.
I want to thank Evangelist June McKinnon for bringing us a word from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to hear her message over again, just go to www.gospelforjesus.com. Her messages will be posted there for your listening pleasure anytime, anywhere in the world. As a matter of fact, you can hear podcasts of the entire program at www.gospelforjesus.com. You can listen to them on your listening device anytime, anywhere in the world. Next week, our guest speaker will be Pastor Carter from the Living Stone Cathedral of Worship, so make sure you join us for a very powerful word from the Lord. And of course, I'll be here with some of the best gospel music in the nation. You know, my brothers and sisters, we have a different pastor speaking with us each and every Sunday. On the first Sunday of the month, it's Pastor Charles and Prophetess Desiree Mukes from New Covenant Ministries of Lancaster, House of Miracles. On the second Sunday, it's Pastor Ralph Parrott from the Empowered Church International. And then on the third Sunday, it's Bishop Henry Hearns from the Living Stone Cathedral of Worship and Evangelist June McKinnon from Trinidad. She is a former member of Grace Place Church of God in Christ, where Pastor Michael X. Richardson is the pastor. And then on the fourth Sunday, Pastor Tina Thornton, the Lord's House of Refuge. She will bring us a message for the last Sunday of the month. So my brothers and sisters, make sure you're here to hear the Word of God and some of the best gospel music in the world for YOU. I want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day today, and I pray that God will bless you, your family, and everyone around you. Bye-bye, my brothers and sisters.